Well, it is the penultimate day of Advent. The word means coming, and we usually tend to think of that Advent, that coming, as the coming of Jesus to us in his birth at Bethlehem and when he will come again to us at the end of history. And that is correct. But today, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, our scriptures tell us about a different type of Advent or coming of Jesus. Our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews tells us that when Christ came into the world, he said, "A body you have prepared for me. I have come to do your will, O God." So it is really the Advent, the coming of Jesus before his Father and saying, "A body you have prepared for me. I have come, Father, to do your will." Now, Jesus would say at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount that he came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. And what that law told God's people was that if they were going to offer homage to God, the way they were to do it was to offer any variety of sacrifices, peace offerings, cereal offerings, holocausts of animals, sin offerings, the offering of the first fruits that God has provided to be given back to him. But you know, as time went on, the people began to get that wrong. They started to think that all they had to do to please God was to offer all these sacrifices, and then they were free to please themselves. So then the prophets come along. They try to set the people right. They denounce sacrifices that are not from the heart and not coupled with love of neighbor. See, what the people did not get is that God desired their hearts. And what pleased God was when they loved one another. So, when somebody asks Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment of the law and the prophets?" He says that. He says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Now, the problem with that is that that requires something very personal from us. We can no longer be detached from God or others and just simply fulfill religious duties out of obligation. Jesus came to fulfill what the law and the prophets had tried to convey, namely, that what pleases God, what God desires, is the sacrifice of our bodies to God. Now, we will be celebrating Christmas soon. We celebrate the incarnation when the Word became flesh and took on a human body. And Jesus tells us what the incarnation meant to him. He said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." That is how Jesus showed his love for the Father, by doing his will, not by offering sacrifices of goats or bulls or grains, but by offering to the Father the sacrifice of his body, his heart, his mind, his soul, his strength. Jesus said, "I do what the Father has commanded me so that the world may know that I love the Father." So Jesus shows us the sacrifice that pleases God. To offer our bodies in sacrifice to God to do His will, which is to love God and others with our bodies, just like that. That is a visual of what Jesus told us the greatest commandment is. To love God with everything, our whole body, and to love our neighbors. Now, in our gospel today, Elizabeth gets this. Elizabeth, a good Jewish woman who kept the law. When Mary comes to visit her, Elizabeth does not refer to the child in Mary's womb as the baby of her womb. She refers to that child as the fruit of Mary's womb. Now, that seems to me to be a clear sacrificial referent. Elizabeth, a good Jewish woman who kept the law, knew that what you do to honor God is you offer God the first fruits of what God has provided and give it back to Him. Elizabeth clearly understood that the body of that child in Mary's womb was to be offered in sacrifice to the Father. Mary got all this totally. Because after the angel came to her, what does she do? She offers her body to the Father to do God's will. And then the first thing she does after that is she clambers over the hill country of Judea in haste. And anyone who's been there knows that that would require a great deal of physical exertion of her body just to serve in love her kinswoman Elizabeth. The Word became flesh to show us what our bodies are for. And so at this Mass, at this altar of sacrifice, let us offer our bodies to the glory of our good, good Father, with, through, and in the Word made flesh. O come, Emmanuel. Amen. Amen.